听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I hope you all had a great weekend. Well, a few months ago, athletes from around the world gathered in the city of Kaohsiung to take part in the 2009 World Games. And what a time that was. Well, this month, right now, in fact, international athletes are gathered in the northern Taiwanese city of Taipei for an event called the Deaflympics. And like the 2009 World Games, it too is a huge sporting event. You might say it's like the Olympics, but for deaf people. Let's check in on the word bank where we see the word disability, as in Stanley has never let his disability keep him from living a normal life. Our second key word is referee. The referee decided the goal did not count. Now, let's open our magazines to page 18 and begin reading the Summer Deaflympics.
The Summer Deaflympics. Taipei welcomes a sound-free competition. This month, Taipei welcomes athletes from around the world to the 21st Summer Deaflympics. The world's oldest competition for athletes with disabilities, these games showcase the incredibly talented competitors from the world's deaf community. Sound and sports. Sound holds a very important place in most athletic competitions. Fans cheer, coaches shout directions, and referees blow whistles to start, stop, and control play. More importantly, major events like the Olympics provide participants with the chance to talk, laugh, and cry with people from different cultures and countries.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for today's sports article, or this month's sports article. We're talking about the Deaflympics, and our article's called The Summer Deaflympics. And our deck says that Taipei welcomes a sound-free competition. So that sounds like we're talking about a competition that would be free of sound, or noise-free. What do you think of that, Rachel?
Well, it sounds almost impossible, but you'll see in a little bit why we call this a sound-free competition. Because the athletes participating in the Deaflympics, they don't hear any sound. So that's why we're calling it a sound-free competition. Well, let's get right into our lesson. If you live in Taipei like we do, then there's a lot of excitement about the Deaflympics because they are here this month.
That's right. Our article says that this month, Taipei welcomes athletes from around the world to the 21st Summer Deaflympics. So this is the 21st Olympics, especially for deaf people.
And this is also the world's oldest competition for athletes with disabilities. Now let's stop for a minute on that word disabilities. This is a good word to learn and to define. And a disability is just a disadvantage that might prevent normal achievement in something. So there are many, many kinds of disabilities, right, Chip? I mean, some people have trouble seeing, some people have trouble hearing or walking or moving or even reading. And a lot of people have disabilities.
Right, there are a lot of kinds of disabilities. And it sounds like it would be a relationship to the word ability, which is something that you can do, or an inability, which is something that you cannot do. But a disability is a little bit different. It's a condition or a problem that makes you unable to do something.
Exactly. Well, the Deaflympics showcase the incredibly talented competitors from the world's deaf community. So there are quite a few people who have trouble hearing. That's what it means if you are deaf. You can't hear. You can't hear well or you can't hear at all. And these Olympics or these Deaflympics give them a chance to showcase or to show off their own talents and abilities. So let's move right into our next section now. It's titled Sound and Sports.
And you would expect that these Olympics would have a lot of sounds in them. And actually, in most sports, our article says that sound holds a very important place in most athletic competitions. You have fans cheering, you have coaches shouting directions at their players and giving them instructions. You have referees blowing whistles to stop and start and control the play. Now, let's look at that word referees. What is a referee, Rachel?
Well, the referee is the person that you'll see who is kind of making sure that the players follow the rules. In some sports, referees wear black and white striped shirts, like in basketball. And in some sports, the referees may be called something different, like an umpire. But basically, they enforce the rules.
Yeah, in baseball, you would have the official or the person who makes sure the players play by the rules. That person's called an umpire in baseball, a referee in basketball and football. And more importantly, major events like the Olympics provide the participants with the chance to talk, laugh, cry with people from different cultures and countries. So normally, sound is a very important part of competitions like this.
Exactly. It's hard to think of a lot of competitions without sound. Although sometimes, I must admit, sometimes some competitions are too noisy and you wish they were a little bit quieter. But that's what makes the Deaflympics special. It doesn't have maybe the normal sounds you would hear and people screaming and yelling and whistles blowing that you would hear in a normal competition, but nevertheless, there's still a lot of competition going on. The athletes are still wonderful and they've worked hard. It's just you don't hear the same noises.
Right. And our article refers to this as a sound-free competition, so it's probably not completely silent, but it is quite a bit quieter than another competition.
And I can imagine the athletes still have a lot of interaction with each other, even if they're not talking in loud voices like maybe some of us would. Well, we have much more to learn, but right now we're going to take a break. First, let's watch today's skit.
Hooray! The Olympics are coming to Taipei.
No, the Olympics were last year in Beijing.
I'm talking about the Deaf Olympics. The Deaflympics.
Can you say that again?
The Deaflympics. These games showcase competitors from the deaf community.
But sound is important in athletic competition. Fans cheering, coaches shouting instructions, referees blowing whistles to control play.
That's true, but deaf athletes can't rely on those sounds. So these games give deaf athletes a chance to compete in top-notch competitions.
Without starting pistols and whistles?
Well, special visually oriented signals have been developed to control play.
Visually oriented?
Yes, signals that you can see. They use flags and signals of light.
That's very clever.
Clever and exciting. I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Well, we don't often think about our ability to hear, right? Before the break, our author reminded us of all the ways we use our ears when we play sports. Now imagine playing a sport like soccer without the sense of hearing. That would be very challenging, right? How would you communicate with your teammates? How would you receive instructions from your coach? Well, our next section touches on these issues, and we'll get into it after we peek at three new key words. First is the noun reliance. Our country's reliance on oil is bad for the environment. Next is orient. Steve and Janet are very career-oriented. They work all the time. Finally, the verb discard, as in, please ask Tricia not to discard her old clothes before I have a look at them. Okay, our lesson continues on the top of page 19 on the left side. Please join us as we read.
The Summer Deaflympics. But unlike hearing people, deaf athletes can't rely on sounds to guide their actions and define their experiences. That's why the Deaflympics have taken on such an important role within the deaf community. The Deaflympics give deaf athletes a chance to participate in a top-notch international athletic competition that might otherwise be closed to them. In order to avoid reliance on sound, the games have developed unique, visually oriented forms of play. Unlike other sporting events, officials at the Deaflympics discard whistles and starter pistols. Instead, play is controlled with flags, and races are started using flashes of light.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Deaflympics and this year's 21st Deaflympics. And we're talking about how sound normally plays a part, an important part, in sports competitions. However, the Deaflympics are pretty different, aren't they?
They are, because all of the participants, all of the competitors are deaf, so they can't hear. And if you can't hear, well, then sound doesn't play a big role in your life. So they have to communicate in different ways. We're picking up right now on page 19, and we're seeing that there's a comparison made. We see that unlike hearing people, deaf athletes can't rely on sounds to guide their actions and define their experiences. That's why they are different from people who can hear.
Sure, and if you think about it, whenever I would play any kind of sport, whether it's baseball or basketball, I do often find myself relying a lot on my ability to hear my other teammates, maybe hear the coach give instructions, and I do rely a lot on sound whenever I play sports.
Me too. Now that you mention it, I think about the times when I played basketball and I'm listening for the play that my coach wants us to do, and I don't sometimes even look at him, or I wouldn't look at him. I would just listen for his instruction and then try to do the play with my teammates. So obviously, if you're deaf, you can't rely on sounds to guide your actions. So that's why the Deaflympics have taken on such an important role within the deaf community.
Okay, and the Deaflympics give deaf athletes this chance to participate in a top-notch, in some of the best international athletic competitions that might otherwise be closed to them. So this gives deaf athletes a chance, an opportunity to participate in some of the greatest competitions on the planet.
I'm glad you called them top-notch, Chip, because they are a top-notch athletic competition. And I think that the quality is still very, very high. Now, the athletes may be deaf, but they are amazing athletes, and they had to work very, very hard to get to this level of competition. So it is the best competition that is offered to them. And otherwise, if they didn't have the Deaflympics, they might be closed, or they might not be able to participate in other, like maybe the Olympics or the World Games, other competitions.
Sure. Our article says that they avoid reliance on sound. Now, that word reliance is one that we've kind of already talked about in our article as we've used the word rely. They don't rely on sound. So reliance is simply the noun that's based on the verb to rely or to depend on something.
To depend on something, right. So the reliance on sound is your dependence on sound. But in order to avoid reliance on sound, these games, the Deaflympics, have developed unique visually oriented forms of play. Now we see that word oriented there as well. To orient has a lot of different meanings, but here I think we're just trying to say that the focus is on the visual. And of course we know visual means things that you can see. So these games are visually oriented. Chip, what's another way we could use this word orient?
Well, here we have visually as an adverb that's coming before oriented. And since it ends in ly, there's no hyphen there. But often you see this word used with a noun. So you have perhaps a detail oriented, and there would be a hyphen there, or health oriented or career oriented, and that would mean that you're focused on your career. You're a very career oriented person. You pay a lot of attention to your career, or if you're a health oriented person, you pay a lot of attention to your health.
And a lot of these athletes are very sports oriented, so they pay a lot of attention to sports. Well, unlike other sporting events, officials at the Deaflympics discard whistles and starters' pistols, because remember, they don't need to use whistles if nobody can hear the sound, and so they discard them, they get rid of them, they throw them away or reject them. Instead, what do they use, Chip?
Well, instead, play is controlled with flags, and races are started using flashes of light. So it's a very different way than using sound. You're using visually oriented ways of communicating.
Exactly. Well, we have something very special to show you right now. We're going to look at a promotional video about the Deaflympics. I think you're going to enjoy it very much, and then we'll visit the chat room.
相信只要坚持，世界上就没有任何困难。我相信我会把金牌留在台湾。
无声的力量， 2009听障奥运在台北。
Welcome to the chat room, everyone. My name is Ken.
And my name is Linda. Hi, everyone. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
How about prefixes?
Okay. Our article uses several different ones.
Yeah, and they seem negative.
Well, let's take a look at some negative prefixes. I think they can be fairly confusing. The most commonly used negative prefixes in English are in, un, non, and anti.
So how do you know which one to use?
Well, there are some general guidelines and some history. Simply speaking, in is usually used with English words that come from Latin, like inaccurate or intolerant. And then un usually precedes most other adjectives, including the Latin words that end in ed, like undiluted. When using verbs, it just means to undo something. Do you see what I just said? You do something, and if you want to reverse it, you undo it. Also, sometimes if you use in versus un, you change the meaning.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, inhuman means brutal or vicious in treatment, while unhuman means not having human qualities or having more than human qualities, like being superhuman.
I see. 我们今天可以来看看 negative prefixes 带有否定含义的字首。一般来讲，来自于拉丁文的英文单字，会用 in 这个字首，比如说 inaccurate 或者 intolerant。另外呢 un un 几乎所有的否定的形容词都是用 un， 像 unhappy、 unkind。 un 也可以用在动词表示解除的意思，像 undo。但是要注意的是，有时候同一个字我们可以用不同的否定字首来表示不同的意思，像 inhuman 跟
unhuman. Inhuman 是无情的、冷酷的，而 unhuman 是非人类的、超人的。Okay, what about non?
Well, non is the broadest of the negative prefixes and can come before almost any word. However, it often contrasts with in or un because it does not show the opposite end of the scale, but something that is not measured.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, non-scientific is concerned with a field other than science.As opposed to unscientific, which means something is not done using scientific principles.
Got it. And what about anti?
Well, that just means against, like anti-war means against war.
Okay. 另外还有 non, 这是最广泛的否定自首。但是 non 和 in 或者 un 是有差别的。比如说 non-scientific 是非科学的，而unscientific 是没有科学根据的。另外 anti 表示反对，像 anti-war 就是反战。
Well, let's now go to someone who doesn't need a prefix, Michelle, for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 disability 这个名词。 DIS 这个字首是指离开或者是否定，Ability 是指能力，所以 disability 是指失能或者是残疾。例如 Jason was diagnosed with having a learning disability. Jason 被诊断出有学习上的障碍。或者是 Even though Lily only has one arm, she refuses to let her physical disability limit her future. 虽然 Lily 只有一只手臂，但是她拒绝让这种身体上的残缺限制她的未来。接下来我们看的是 orient 这个动词。 orient 本来是指东方，但是在这里是当动词，意思是使适应或者是按照某个对象来调整。例如 The manufacturers need to orient their products toward the needs of customers. 制造商必须要根据消费者的需要来调整他们的产品。或者是 That new family-oriented film has done well at the box office.这一部以家庭为诉求对象的电影有非常好的票房表现。最后我们来看的是 discard 这个动词。DIS 这个字首我们讲的是指除去或否定。所以 discard 是指丢弃或抛弃。例如 ,Greg decided to discard his busy city life to live in a quiet country. Greg 决定舍弃忙碌的都市生活，搬到安静的乡下去住。或者是 discard any containers with liquid over 100 cc's before entering the airport. 在进入机场之前要丢弃任何装了超过 100cc 的液体的容器。And I guess that's all the time for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
The Summer Deaflympics.Taipei welcomes a sound-free competition. This month, Taipei welcomes athletes from around the world to the 21st Summer Deaflympics. The world's oldest competition for athletes with disabilities, these games showcase the incredibly talented competitors from the world's deaf community. Sound and sports. Sound holds a very important place in most athletic competitions.Fans cheer, coaches shout directions, and referees blow whistles to start, stop, and control play. More importantly, major events like the Olympics provide participants with the chance to talk, laugh, and cry with people from different cultures and countries. But unlike hearing people, deaf athletes can't rely on sounds to guide their actions and define their experiences.That's why the Deaflympics have taken on such an important role within the deaf community. The Deaflympics give deaf athletes a chance to participate in a top-notch international athletic competition that might otherwise be closed to them. In order to avoid reliance on sound, the games have developed unique visually oriented forms of play. Unlike other sporting events,Officials at the Deaflympics discard whistles and starter pistols. Instead, play is controlled with flags, and races are started using flashes of light.
Friends, there was a time, and not too long ago, when deaf people were considered by many to be stupid. This kind of thinking made it difficult for deaf people to reach their potential. Fortunately, times have changed, and now with events like the Deaflympics, deaf people have more opportunities to experience life's challenges and rewards. It's time for me to go, but before I do, I want to remind you that tonight, if all goes according to plan, you can call your teacher. It's a great time to practice English with your friends from Let's Talk in English and Studio Classroom. Check page 8 in your magazines for more details. Friends, have an excellent day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.